A new bill to change how to calculate federal pension plans is coming in the House of Representatives. Congressman Bruce Westerman proposing changing the high three method of calculation to the high five method of calculation. Jessica Clement is legislative director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association and watching what might happen to this bill. This is something that's kind of been lurking in the background for I don't know how long. People have been talking about the possibility, Jesse, that this might happen. And now, I mean, it's not passed yet, but at least there's something on paper now to look at, right?
Yes, there is. Thanks for having me, Francis. This is always talked about. I think more often in Mike Causey's columns than anywhere else. Federal employees have long feared the high three to high five, like as long as I've been working on these issues. But it's never really talked about on the Hill, or at least it hasn't been. It's never been in standalone legislation before. To my knowledge, it's never really been any part of the discussion in some of these bigger budget deals we've had over the last few years and fiscal cliffs and whatnot. And all of a sudden, here's this relatively new member of Congress with a standalone bill going to the high five. And I think all of us took a step back and said, say, what?
Wait, what?
What? Like, have you? Maybe what he needs to do is stop reading Mike Causey's columns.
What do we know about Congressman Bruce Westerman? I'm not really aware of him before you pointed me to this bill.
Good question. How about I get my handy congressional directory here and take a look? He's a freshman, correct?
And he's from Arkansas. And
Arkansas. I think he's Arkansas 4th, which was Tom Cotton's seat. He's the one who bumped Senator Pryor out of his seat.
Yes, Senator
Arkansas.
Now Senator Cotton, yes.
Yes, Senator Cotton now. So he took his seat. So while I don't know much about him based on this bill, I'm going to go ahead and say not aware of how many federal employees actually are in the state of Arkansas and how many people in his state this would affect. I'm going to go ahead and guess and say probably one of the more conservative members of the House, although that is purely my speculation at this point in time.
He's a Republican, and his website's campaign website says, "It's been my honor to serve you as Arkansas's first Republican House Majority Leader in 138 years. So he has experience in legislating at the state level, even though he's new in Washington.
Yes.
All right.
That, actually, I learned an interesting tidbit. About 60% of current members of Congress served in their state legislature.
Really?
Yes.
That may be a good thing, and it may be a bad thing, and we'll see how that plays out
in the
114th Congress. But what does it say, if anything? Can we discern that the fact that the first piece of legislation that affects federal employees is the high three to high five, does that mean anything, or is it just happenstance?
Well, it isn't necessarily the first.
I mean in this Congress.
We've had the pay raise bill, which you and I have talked about, the pension repeal bill. There's also been a couple arbitrary workforce reduction bills that have been introduced that are always introduced that never really end up going anywhere. This is the first one that definitely takes a hit at benefits in a negative way. Of course, we've had a few positive pieces introduced so far this Congress. What's telling about this, I think, is twofold. One, never had a standalone bill on this issue before. And two, once you have a standalone bill on any issue, it is much more likely to be inserted in bigger pieces of legislation that need savings offset. Oh, Mr. Westerman has this bill. This will save me $3 billion. Let's use that to pay for highway funding.
I see.
And now that it's more than just an idea, it's actually on paper and solidified in legislation, I think it's going to make it that much easier for other people to use this to pay for priorities. By other people, of course, I mean members of Congress.
So what do you do about something like this? How do you and your colleagues in the federal employee advocacy community work against something like this?
Well, last I looked, he didn't have any co-sponsors for this piece of legislation, which certainly made me happy. One of the things that we had talked about here at NARF, what we will do is, of course, next week during our legislative conference, if any of our folks are here from Arkansas and meeting with the congressman or his staff to educate them as to why this is a bad idea, I would certainly also like to learn where they got this idea. and kind of talk about the numbers of federal employees in the state of Arkansas and what they do. And secondly, once if he does start gaining co-sponsors, then we will encourage our members who are represented by those members of Congress who've co-sponsored the legislation to contact them and express their disappointment as well.